Dave Lynch, man, this is Hamlet from Shania, my and Matriyitzak ben Pegel Dina. So we're holding in the middle of Simon Reish Tes Zayin towards the end, continuing on over here in the halachas of Birchas Hareach, and we are up to Sif Yud Beis. Okay. Mivarchen ala mugmar. So mugmar is incense, and the remark explains it. Parish besamim. You'd have these besamim. Shemesimim ala gecholim l'riach b'hem. You sprinkle them on top of the coals, and that creates a smell. Now, when do you make the bracha on it? Mishayala kiter shanay. The smoke starts coming up. Koydem sheyagia l'hareach, before the smell actually reaches you. So. Don't make the bracha before the smoke starts coming up. Now, this is pretty pashut. We've had these basic rules in brachas, right? Bracha is supposed to be, and the Mishabur will explain all this. Bracha is supposed to be over lasiyasin. You're supposed to make the bracha prior to you actually having the anah or doing the mitzvah. However, it's supposed to be as close as possible. So that's why the Mechaber tells us, once the not before the smoke starts coming up, because that would be a long time before. Once the smoke starts coming up, before the smell reaches you, that's when you should make the bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, L'Riach Mem Lapuke. Now, this that he says, mugmar, that's made to smell, okay? It sprinkles on the coals. Lapuke ma'ashim shulavat la'sichay emivarchan al klal. It's a very interesting halacha. You don't make a bracha if the purpose of the smell is to take away a bad smell, right? So if it's the purpose of a smell is just to cover up a bad smell, that you do not make a bracha, because that's not made lahariach. That's made to take away a smell. We'll only make a bracha on reach if when it's there with a purpose of having that smell. But afshin the hand of some, even though you're having enough from the fact it's blocking this horrible smell. Okay, but still, it's only we do not make a bracha for that. You only make a bracha if the intent is to smell. Koydim sheyagia, before the smell reaches you, to be inin lechatchila oivel asiyas, and you have to make the bracha before you have But the eved, if you didn't end up making the bracha before the smell reached you, you are still allowed to make a bracha, as with anything, right? So if I've been mistaken, took a bite of my apple, I realize I didn't make a bar priya eitz, I make the bar priya eitz because I'm still eating apple. If I'm not eating apple, then I can't make the bracha anymore. So the same too by reach. If the smell reached me and I smelled it before I made the bracha, but I'm still continuing to smell it, I can still make the bracha. Avallah, you shouldn't make the bracha before the smoke starts rising. The samech lasiyasin kaponaminim, you need as close as possible. Not that your bracha should be very distant from you having the no. If you did make the bracha before the fire was lit, and you didn't make a hefsik, you didn't speak out, as with any bracha, you are b'diavad yotzik, lobasim reishvav, siv hei ayin sham. Says the Mechaber, sif yud gimel. Hamugmar. Imhushal eitz, if the stuff that you're sprinkling on the coals is from a tree, then you make the same bracha that you would make on smelling that branch itself. Vimshal esif, if it's from grass, bayra isve besamim. Vimshal shar minim, if it's from any other minim, bayra minim besamim, then you make bayra minim besamim. Let's see the mishmur, bayra atzim besamim. V'loin nishtana brachosai afapish anisraf ayidei. We do not change the bracha even though it got burnt in this process. The burning is not considered destroying it. What causes the smell to come up is the actual burning. So it's interesting, he brings it down here all the way at the end, although we spoke about this bracha throughout the entire simon, but he gives us just a digdik message over here. Isve is ha'ayin is with a chirik, hashin, the shva, v'abeiz, refuah. So the proper pronunciation is not asvein, but the proper pronunciation is isve. V'ayin sham, that's the supreme god, v'ayin sham, there's other days, but that is the way we are knowing that it is isve v'sam. Okay, now here is a yudalit, is a very important halacha. And many people don't know this. So the Mechaber says that if you have your esrik on Sukkos, Okay, so it's an esrog sol mitzvah, and you want to smell it because esrog smells delicious. You make a baramina nice and reftayv beperis. Okay, v'yeshayim. However, there are those who say she'em avarach that since it is hutzel mitzvasai, you're not supposed to be smelling it, and therefore you do not make a brach on it. Lekach nachan shaloi l'riach. By says mechaber, it's preferable not to make a bracha on, you should not smell on sukkahs, you should not smell your esrog. Whatever you naturally smell without having kavanah to smell, that doesn't require a bracha anyway. But to take your esrog and say, ah, such a beautiful esrog, let me take a good smell of it, which normally throughout the year you have to make a bracha on, says the mechaber, on sukkahs, you have a shaylub, you should make a bracha, not therefore, it's better not to do this. Says the Rima, but before we get to Rima, let's do the Mishnah Berurah on this. Amariach Basik. It's not that you just picked it up to be yotz of the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, and you happen to smell it. The bezer lekulam levarach. Dear, everyone agrees you don't make a bracha on it. The el besiv beis, as we learned to siv beis, keeping the emes chavin l'riach. You need to be mechavin to be smell in order to make a bracha. Ela erik, you're going to natale lotzeis v'lariach. I pick it up. I want to be yotz of the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, and I also want to smell my esrog. Hi gavna paskin el. The mevarach al achila v'al areich. We made a bracha that we made halacha that you do have to make a bracha on the smelling. That you have to make a bracha. You make alatilas lulav, and you also make before you smell it. You make hanois areich tevi bears. The yeshayimrim. Now those who argue and say she'ena mevarach the lav l'areich avida. This estrog on sukkahs is not made for smelling. Kevin shehu shal mitzvah. It's made for a mitzvah. Kosam Magen Avraham b'shem Rishal. The dafka b'shas. Now, the Magen Avraham limits this. He says the dafka b'shas netilasa l'mitzvah, that only while you are picking it up for the mitzvah is it that you can't smell it and make a bracha. Avol koydem l'chein ay achekach. What happens now when you're making the mitzvah or after you already shook the lulav and estrog? Mevarach l'kul alma. So the Magen Avraham says that you do make a bracha if it's shaloi b'shas the mitzvah. The yeshachalkim is ever. Now the bi'alacha goes through both back and forth, and he lamaisa comes out that he says he goes through both svaras. Lamaisa comes out and he seems not to understand why shaloi b'shas mitzvah you wouldn't make a bracha, and really you should make a bracha. But end of the day, he comes out lamaisa d'ashita is that you shouldn't, and therefore we should avoid on sukkahs taking the esrog and to making a bracha because there are shitas on it that it's hooked to the mitzvah, and therefore it's not made for reyach the entire sukkahs, and therefore you should not be making a bracha on it. Let's see the Rama over here. It goes into a different topic. Says the Rama, Yeshayim in the Mareach Papas Cham, Yeshay Lavarach Shanosin Rechtai Papas. Now, those who hold that if you have fresh bread that my wife just made Shlissel Challah, so if you have fresh bread that came out of the oven, then you should, and you smell it for Reach, not just you happen the house smells good that it was baked, but you actually say, ah, let me smell this bread, then you should make Shanosin Rechtai Papas. Yeshayim, and those who say don't make a bracha, don't take your fresh loaf of bread and say, let me smell it. You happen to smell it, that's not kavana l'areach, so you don't need a bracha anyway. But don't take your bread to smell it because there is a machloikas, whether or not you make a bracha. The Maria, let's see the Mishabura, Yeshle Lavarach, Kamay Bashapir, Shem Lachilab, Yeshlem Reach. What's bread made from? Bread's made from wheat, so make a bracha. Shem Varachalim, Shemnoit Lashaka de la Reach, Yeshem de la Varachalab, the Ainza Reach Hashem, Shemroy la Varachalab. It's not considered a smell. Lakach and Lariach, therefore, Im Reach, Im Varachalab, Lamaisa, we don't make a bracha on it. Now, we still have to continue in the next simon with halachas of, with still one more simon of different smells, but I mentioned that we're going to talk about the shayla of perfumes. So lamaisa, a majority of perfumes in what's the lamaisa? Lamaisa, we don't make a bracha on perfume. But where is it a shayla, and where do we have to be careful? So we'll see in the next simon, which we talk about when it's when a woman is wearing perfume, or even a man is wearing perfume. So there's no shayla, you don't make a bracha for different reasons. If it's be'en, it's because it's erva. If it's not be'en, then there's no ain't like ikker. So you definitely don't make a bracha. But the real shaila is, what happens if I pick up a jar of perfume? I go to the store and I want to buy a perfume or an aftershave that has good smells. I pick up a jar of perfume. Do I have to make a bracha? Lamaisa, we don't make a bracha on it, but why not? Right? What's in there, and do we make a bracha or not? So, end of the day, a majority of the perfumes are all made from chemicals. And they swarm right that most, it's not like you took a good smelling thing, soaked it in water, and now the water has that smell, right? Or maybe even has a mamushus of that smell. So you smoke, we had the case, you soaked rose petals in the water for so long that the essence of the rose petal, the fluid that's in whatever kind of liquid is in the rose petal, actually came out into the water. So there, when you're smelling the water, you're really smelling the rose petals, and therefore you make a bracha. Over here, they say most of these chemicals are all, in and of itself, very poor, foul-smelling items. It's through this chemical reaction that they mix these different things together that they're able to create a good smell. But the etzem, the source of it, is none of them are really a source of something that deserves a bar mina besamim, because none of them at their essence is a besamim, and therefore you would not make a bracha. And that applies to a majority of perfumes, definitely the less expensive perfumes. Today in the market, you do have some very, very expensive perfumes that are actually made from different fruit tree extracts that are mixed into there that create the smell in it. You find it only in the extremely expensive ones that are made them very, very well. In the average perfume, you don't have this. So where does it come to shaila? Now, over there is really a shaila if you should make a bracha on it or not. Do you say that there's a mamashus over here and therefore you do have to make a bracha on it? Or do you say that there's no mamashus and therefore there's no ikker and therefore you don't have to make a bracha on it anyway, even though the smell is actually coming from something that is the source? Now, if you say it's similar to the case of the vered mayim, the water that the vered was soaked in, then you would have to make a bracha on it. So there is a shiloh. But this will only apply, you won't even know which perfumes it is, but I can tell you that it only applies to extremely, extremely high-priced perfumes. So here's the shiloh that would come up. If you're in the mall and you're into perfumes, I happen not to be, but if you're in the mall and you're into perfumes, and there's a very fancy store there, and they have these really, really expensive perfumes, and you have no intention of buying, you just want to go in and smell it because it's a very good perfume. You're putting yourself into a shaila in those cases that potentially those perfumes do need a bracha. So if you have with you besamim, or there's somewhere else in the mall, a store that sells something that's a bar mina besamim, then you can go there, make a bar mina besamim, have in mind to be yaitz of the other ones, and then you can go ahead and smell those very fancy perfumes. But if you don't have any besamim, by smelling those perfumes, 99% of perfumes do not need a bracha. But you do potentially, definitely if it's more expensive ones, you do potentially could run into some of those perfumes that would be a machloikis of a needs or a shaila, that not a machloikis, a shaila of a needs of smell a perfume or not. And you're putting yourself into a situation of being meriach something that requires a bracha without making a bracha. So it's something for us to be conscious of if we are in that decision. Again, somebody's wearing the perfume or anything like that, there you don't have to be concerned about, because there it's only ikker, and if it's on a woman, then it's anyway also to make a bracha on it, as we'll see in the next siman. Okay, we'll stop over here, and if it's a sham, we will start with the next siman tomorrow.